Dr. Kathleen Williams is superintendent of the Wausau School District. You talked to the city council about a partnership making neighborhoods safer. What's some of the things you'd like to accomplish with this effort?
Well, I think based on the incidents that have happened in the Franklin Elementary School attendance area, we're looking for some form of outreach and collaborative effort to address concerns of neighbors, families, parents, regarding safety to and from school after the school day, regarding some illegal activity going on in the neighborhood. And while we can keep children safe at school, as our presentation, we hope, clarified, we really can't control what goes on in individual households or private residences. So I'm hoping that we can explore ideas similar to Neighborhood Watch or Safe Passages, where we get the citizens of our respective attendance areas involved, engaged with local law enforcement, supporting that effort, along with the school district, to protect our most valuable assets, and that's our children.
And a lot of what you speak to is not just in the homes, but in the yards, the sidewalks, the streets, all in those neighborhoods.
Exactly. We have children who play outdoors, are on playgrounds, they walk to and from school. It's a neighborhood issue that our school happens to be located in. So we want to be part of solving the problem as well.
What types of programs, activities, ideas have come through the school as to what you'd like to see happen?
Well, as I was saying, we know that Neighborhood Watch, where citizens are being mindful and very responsive to what's going on next door to them, down the street, when they see something that's suspicious or hear something that is concerning, that they contact local law enforcement, that they report it, that perhaps, you know, in the safety of their homes, of course, not putting themselves at danger, they might use their cell phone or smartphone, snap a photograph, whatever. Additionally, we know that responsible adults who share our concerns and have an interest in protecting our children also can step outside their doors and watch as children go to and from school. And if something unsafe occurs, can react and guide children to safety or step in to avert something dangerous happening.
I understand some of these ideas are already in play in some larger cities elsewhere, and just a matter of adapting them here?
Sure, that's correct. These aren't anything unique. There might be more ideas. I just gave some suggestions. Those are a couple options, but certainly not what we may end up with. The idea of looking at some grants that might be able to expand the school resource officer program is another option that we can explore.
So let's say hypothetically the school, the community can come up with the money to expand officers in the schools. You have them in the upper grades, the middle school grades right now. Dr. Jeff Lundell is the director of pupil services. Would you like to see this program expanded into the younger grades as well?
Sure. Yeah, I think that would be great. As we look to adjust and transition from the DARE program, we want our youngest kids to feel like there's a police officer and that's somebody I can trust. So whatever we can do to integrate officers into our elementary schools, to build those relationships that may come into play immediately, they may come into play if several years down the line, I think that would be a great opportunity.
Let's clarify for those that haven't paid attention. The DARE program really isn't as active as it used to be, and now you have different situations where the officers are in the schools, right?
Yeah, I don't want to downplay the DARE program because I think that's been an integral part of what we've done in the Wausau School District and our partnership with the Wausau Police Department. I think what we're looking at doing is figuring out what we can do differently, not scrapping the DARE program, but looking at what aspects of the DARE program in conjunction with other opportunities can we do to best meet the needs of our students.
Mr. John Uding is principal at Franklin Elementary School in the Wausau District. You also talked to the city council, and one of the things you talked about was a conversation you had with, I believe, a fourth grader and some of the concerns you're seeing as these kids are getting out into the neighborhood. Tell us a little bit about what it was like talking to that fourth grader about the situation that he or she had.
I mean, it's always impactful when a student takes situations that we see as dangerous or concerning and downplays them to just be an everyday occurrence. It was no big deal for her to see police officers in her neighborhood every day, as she termed it. And I think that's what really struck home with me, that this is nothing new to this child. This is not out of the ordinary and didn't require an adult to be with them to ensure some safety. And I think that was when it really hit home, that we need to work collaboratively to see what we can do to improve the neighborhoods and the areas surrounding our schools.
Now, in that particular student's case, is that because the officers were there for problems or because the officers were there to be helpful and keep them safe?
I think in that particular instance, that student was just referencing things that they had seen happening around their neighborhood. It was not relevant to their home. It was not relevant to them. It was just in their neighborhood and walking home on a daily basis. They had seen police officers in different areas.
Back when we were little, we didn't really think too much about the officers being in the schools, but now it's an everyday thing. Do you see where the younger kids are more comfortable seeing the officers at school and around the neighborhood?
Oh, I think anytime that you can increase awareness and increase relationships between students and officers, that it's going to be beneficial and make that relationship more available for students to seek help and assistance. So I would think that that would be a big benefit.
Dr. Lindell.
We want our efforts to be collaborative in nature. This is an Owosso School District problem. It's not a Owosso Police Department problem. It's a community concern. And what we want to do is work collaboratively with our citizens, with the council, with the police department to come up with an avenue where we can make positive change.
Yeah, I would just add that Wausau is a community everybody is so very proud of, and it just doesn't seem right that we have pockets of the community where children are less safe than in others. And one would think, and I certainly do, that if we identify such areas, we need to put a plan into action in some way, shape, or form to address that. Because every single one of our children is valuable, and it just can't be something that we shrug off saying, well, that's just their neighborhood. If we're proud of Wausau, we're proud of all of Wausau, and we have to pitch in and address this issue.
I would echo the statements by Dr. Williams and Dr. Lindell, but I'd also want to point out, while we've talked a great deal about some of the incidents that's happened in the Franklin attendance area, it's a great school filled with great families and great kids, and there's much to be proud of. And unfortunately, we've just had to deal with a few incidents that raised concern, and I think that's another thing, just raising awareness that we all have a part in the solution and we can all make an improvement. But Franklin is definitely a neighborhood filled with great families and great students, and a collaborative effort can make a big difference.